It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. IRG's Health Talk continues.
First guest today, Dr. Thomas Chee for ProAlliance Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. This guy knows what he's talking about. Attended Harvard Medical School, board-certified orthopedic surgeon, a fellow for the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, specializing in fracture care, foot and ankle surgery, Jones fracture. What's that in a nutshell?
Yeah, Jones fracture is the fifth metatarsal fracture. It's fairly common, but somewhat complex in its treatment and the approach to treatment.
All right, let's hear more from Dr. Thomas Chee.
Dr. Chee, welcome to Health Talk. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. I'm excited to talk to you. We're going to talk Jones fracture. But before we get there, you're an orthopedic surgeon, interest in foot and ankle, done some fellowships. Tell our listeners about your practice. We were talking off air here. You've got a fascinating background.
So I'm an orthopedic surgeon at ProAlliance Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We have offices in Bellevue and Issaquah and Redmond. We have 17 orthopedic surgeons, all specialists, all fellowship trained. We all have special interests, so when you come to our practice, you tend to see someone who is very, very skilled at what problem you have.
And you have a fellowship. You spent some time overseas. You've probably seen a lot of variety of orthopedic injuries.
That's correct. I'm fully trained in orthopedics, so I'm technically allowed to do everything. And after my initial training, I went to Kenya and did everything for a while. I did two fellowships, one in a sports medicine place in Alabama and one at Harborview Medical Center.
Well, the place that you did a fellowship in Alabama, let's just be real, that was with Dr. Jimmy Andrews, and he's famous for all the athletes and high-level athletes that he may have seen.
That's correct. It's Dr. Andrews' outfit. I trained under one of his colleagues named John Gould, who unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay, let's talk about the foot. Let's talk about the foot and ankle. Let's set it up. Let's do a little anatomy 101 here. I always like to do anatomy 101. Brings me back to my junior year in college. It makes me feel young. Anatomy. Tell us about the foot and ankle from an anatomical standpoint. Complex.
The foot is complex, very much like the hand. There's about 26 bones, but there's many, many variations. The foot, in fact, used to be a hand. If you look at a gorilla, they have a thumb on their hand, and they don't really walk heel to toe. We're the only creatures that truly walk heel to toe, and so the foot has changed very dramatically over its evolution.
And those 26 bones, they have ligaments, they have connective tissue, there's nerves, there's vessels. I mean, you described it beautifully. It's like walking on your hands, you really are. And you don't appreciate the foot until you hurt it.
That's correct.
And so those bones, I mean, the blood flow and everything you have to deal with when you get into the foot and ankle, let's talk about a Jones fracture. We hear it sometimes. We see it in the papers with athletes or people that may have Jones fracture. What is a Jones fracture?
So the hind foot is where your ankle and the heel part is. The midfoot is where your arch is. And the forefoot is really where the middle of your foot goes to the toes. The exact middle of your foot is the junction between the midfoot and the forefoot. The metatarsal bones are the long bones of your arch. The Jones fracture is a fracture of the fifth metatarsal, but it's a very special fracture because it's a fracture that generally doesn't heal very well. That's why it's one of the very feared fractures in athletes.
So a Jones fracture, when you describe, and from an anatomical standpoint, you're basically fracturing the long bones. You call them the metatarsals. That's the long bones. And how are they important in the mechanics of the foot?
They're really the lever arm. When you go to the ball of your foot, you're levering off, kind of like a diving board, your metatarsal bones. The fifth metatarsal, the bone on the pinky side of your toe, that's the fifth metatarsal, really helps with stability. It's not as the power bone of your foot, but it helps with stability. And if you break that stabilizing force in the Jones fracture area, it tends not to heal that well.
Jones fracture probably got its name from someone who discovered it. I would imagine Dr. Jones. Is that probably where it came from?
That's correct. Dr. Jones described this in himself. He was a ballroom dancer, so it was originally described as the dancer's fracture, 1902. And he x-rayed it. He figured out why it didn't heal. It has to do, of course, with blood supply. And then ever afterwards, it's been called the Jones fracture.
And tell us how one would sustain a Jones fracture. What is the normal scenario?
The Jones fracture is typically caused by a sudden twisting moment. Usually, if it's your right foot, you're cutting to the left and you're pushing off the side of your right foot. It's usually an acute type of fracture, somewhat different than a fifth metatarsal shaft stress fracture, although the two are very much usually grouped together. Many times people will call a fifth metatarsal stress fracture a Jones fracture. If you read Dr. Jones' original article, that's not what he was describing, but they behave very similar. We treat them very similarly.
We're talking about Jones fractures with Dr. Thomas Chi from ProLiance Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. And we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Chi and Shannon O'Kelly right after we take this time out here on Como.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. Now back to IRG's Health Talk.
Continuing our conversation now with Dr. Thomas Chi and Shannon O'Kelly.
Dr. Chi, again, thank you for joining us, and thank you for the great information regarding a Jones fracture. Now, let's just review. So Jones fracture is a fifth kind of pinky metatarsal in the foot. It's sustained, or the mechanism of injury is usually a plant and twist. How would I know I have a Jones fracture?
Most people, when they get a Jones fracture, have very acute pain, and they have a lot of difficulty pushing off. Dr. Jones described the symptoms very well in his original article. Basically, if you push your foot off to the outside on your pinky toe side, the ball of your foot, you can't bear weight that way. So many people are walking on their heel, they're hopping. It's very difficult to walk on an acute Jones fracture.
I mean, do most people know, is this like a sudden thing, or could this be an insidious or a gradual onset?
So a true Jones fracture is actually an acute fracture. Like I said before, it behaves very similarly to a fifth metatarsal shaft stress fracture that completes itself. Regardless, once a stress fracture completes itself, there is an acute bump in pain. People know what happened.
How do you diagnose it?
Almost exclusively with X-ray. There's other fractures that behave well, such as a base of fifth metatarsal avulsion fracture, feel very similarly, and without an X-ray, it's very difficult to tell the difference.
So is a Jones fracture usually what we would call a mid-shaft fracture?
The Jones fracture, to be technical, is a metadiaphyseal fracture, right? Really at the juncture between the very base and the shaft of the fracture. Dr. Jones described it as 3/4 of an inch from the base of the bone, which is about where they really happen. The fifth metatarsal avulsion fracture, usually with an ankle sprain type of mechanism, is really right at the tip of the base of the bone.
So now it's diagnosed. With the blood supply or lack of blood supply would technically cause slow healing or potential lack of healing. As a physician, how do you treat this?
So there's operative and non-operative treatment options, and both are quite viable. And I would say in my practice, about half choose operative and about half choose non-operative. It really is a patient's choice. The downside of treating it non-operatively is sometimes you have to go through the whole non-operative treatment. It doesn't heal, and you have to have surgery later, and you're out for a much longer time. Now, in an athlete, sometimes they can't afford the time off, and so they will just elect to do the surgery right away. Most of the other patients will generally choose non-operative treatment, and the ones, of course, that heal, and 2/3 of them will heal, will be happy, and of course, the 1/3 that don't heal are not so happy.
So depending on your activity level, you mentioned athletes. I mean, if they want to return quick, this is a surgical option. The other option is kind of conservative. You probably put them in a boot for, 6 to 8 weeks?
Yes, at least 6 weeks typically, and we follow with X-rays. These always heal slowly. There was a study looking at how often these are what we call delayed unions. They actually heal, but they delay. They take a long time, more than 8 weeks to heal. And 66% will take more than 8 weeks to heal. And that's not typical of most fractures.
Is this common in, I'm thinking athletics. I'm thinking about like linemen and people that plant and cut off that.
Absolutely.
Is that a common fracture?
Absolutely. It's a common fracture in pivot twisting sports, and especially heavily loaded pivot twisting sports such as football.
And do you see it in any kind of age range more specifically?
This is an adult fracture. You don't see it in the pediatric group.
Adult fracture. As we close here, I mean, great information. If you want to prevent this, I mean, just strength, conditioning, flexibility, just the usual stuff?
That is correct.
Thank you for your time, Dr. Chi.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
We've been talking with Dr. Thomas Chi about Jones fracture.
Fifth metatarsal.
Metatarsal.
It's the pinky of your foot, basically.
Okay. Basically,
yeah,
the pinky.
Outside. And the interesting thing, there's a lot of weight bearing and rotation on that when you're mobile, right?
Yeah, that's good information from him. And once again, you can go to POSM.com. That's ProLiance Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Chi is one of a wonderful stable of docs at ProLiance. And so we want to thank him for spending time with us today. Our next guest, Dr. Carlos Pineda, right after this on Como.